Welcome to Rising Ape Speaks. Rising Ape Speaks. This week, we are talking about polonium.
Polonium indeed.
I've instantly got that wrong. It's plutonium.
No, it's polonium.
It's plutonium.
It's plutonium.
Why am I getting... They're different. They're very obviously
not
different.
Not the one that Russia uses to kill agents, that's for sure.
Russia, if you're listening, nobody said that.
Stop it, Russia.
No.
Stop it.
James, stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Sorry, Putin.
I'm sorry. Putin, we love you. When you take over the world, I want to be friends.
Yeah.
We are not talking about polonium. We're talking about plutonium.
Plutonium.
Plutonium. And James, what's your view on plutonium? We've all got one. What's yours?
It's nice. It's good. It's probably necessary. But it's very scary as well, really.
You've got a very different one from me. I am terrified of it.
Yeah?
It glows. It's green. Admittedly, most of my information comes from the opening sequence of The Simpsons.
Yeah, it is.
Where Homer hilariously leaves a nuclear power plant with a rod of plutonium stuck in his back pocket. You know, never mind the amounts of cancer that's going to cause on Evergreen Terrace.
Well, it would be evergreen if there was a lot of plutonium there.
It really would. Glowing green. You know, plutonium is that, it's the kind of thing that you hear it, you're like, okay, I understand it's useful, but I'm going to stay away. I'll let other people deal with it. It's not for me. At least that's, you know, that's the way I think. You know, you think of atomic bombs. You think of the whole Cold War. You know, what's the nuclear bombs? What have they ever done for us?
Bombs, not so much power. Quite a lot, I'd say.
That was kind of a rhetorical question.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
So I'll stop you there. Yeah. Thanks for that. But apparently, you know what? Plutonium is not so bad. Not so bad. There's an article on the BBC website all about how plutonium's actually kind of great. Kind of great. Because plutonium saved the Apollo 13 space mission. And it did this by having a plutonium battery. And did you even know there was plutonium on the Apollo missions, James?
No, not until just this moment.
When we scrolled down it on the iPad. Well, it's true. It's not a lie. Plutonium, a battery made of 8.5 pounds of pure plutonium, and it kept all their scientific instruments working while they were burrowed away in the lunar module, trying to get home. If you remember the Apollo 13 mission, they it was kind of a mess up. It all went wrong, and they had to hide away in the lunar module. In fact, so they never actually got to the moon, unfortunately. But that turned out to be the only working bit of their spacecraft. And luckily for them, there was a plutonium battery, because it just keeps going. These things keep going. They're powering the Voyager space probes across the galaxy. You know that they always work.
I mean, we call it a battery, but effectively it's a small nuclear reactor.
Yeah, it provides power, and and it's still working today on the Voyager space probes. You know, I guess the point here is that these substances that we have kind of really bad connotations and thoughts about are actually really useful. You know,
well, it depends how you implement them. At the end of the day, it depends what you're doing with them. I mean, obviously, plutonium's got a lot of potential for great good, but also a lot of destruction too, if we think of the end of the Second World War.
We could think about that, or we could think about my really cool plutonium watch that keeps great time.
Highs and lows.
Yeah.
Highs and lows, really. Casio versus Nagasaki.
Yes. Yeah. You know, are my family and friends slowly being poisoned? Yeah, that's right. But am I ever late?
No.
No?
No.
Well, not because of my watch.
No.
My watch is always on time. It tells me exactly how late I am, which is very useful.
Yeah, it's a good attribute.
Yeah, thank you, plutonium. Is my wrist an odd sort of colour? It's kind of off pale grey, isn't it? Look at it.
Well, it's... yeah.
Smell my wrist.
It's decaying quite bad, yeah. I thought we needed to take
it's rotting.
But actually named after Pluto, which was once a planet and now is not.
Are you trying to tell people actual knowledge?
Yeah. We may as well get a bit in. And also,
I won't tell you about my great watch.
Yeah, your watch and Pluto. I mean, Tyson, you know Neil deGrasse, that guy?
Hey, he's American.
He gets a lot of stick, doesn't he?
I like him.
Stick is an English term for a lot of hassle, a lot of bad comments, because he was part of the crew who decided that Pluto wasn't a planet anymore.
that was down to him?
It wasn't just him. I think he was on the panel.
I hate him now.
No, he's
not. I used to love him. Now I hate him.
Yeah.
That's what knowledge does to you.
Come on,
you
Neil.
Find things out.
We liked Neil. Pluto.
Neil, what was wrong with Pluto being a planet? Why couldn't we just keep that?
Because it was small, but should you pick on small people? No. No, Neil. Stop picking on the small people. And then he called it a dwarf. That's
dwarf
not nice.
Planet.
Un-PC. Plutonium was named after
Plutonium's
it. There we
because
go.
What? Because it's supposed to be the last ever element, right? It's supposed to be, they found it like, oh, this is it. Pluto's like, just like last planet, plutonium. And then, of course, there's like thousands
yeah,
of elements.
Yeah, if you ever,
you
I think...
jam more and more protons and neutrons yeah. into each other and keep making up random made up
I think
elements that you'll never find anywhere.
If there's one lesson you're going to take from history...
Leave it alone, chemists.
Yeah, it's never say that this is going to be the final ever yeah. version of like, anything, because it's never that, all right?
It's never.
In any type of sphere of knowledge, never say this is the final
thing. Do you
thing.
Understand that science doesn't yeah. work like that? Science isn't like the end
yeah.
of something.
I think it was in the 18th century, they were like, oh, I think physics is almost done.
It's done.
Like 19th century.
We have it.
Like, yeah, we're almost
Newton,
finished.
Newton had sorted it. He'd
yeah.
finished.
We're almost
everything.
Done this, guys. I mean, I've got a couple more pages to write, and then the universe, the fabric of reality, that's almost done. Yeah, it's not. Stop it. Don't do that ever.
I've nearly finished my book. I'm a 19th century physicist. Yeah. I'm just right about the end.
Yeah.
How are you going to stop me? I can tell you that a ball is going to hit the ground the same speed as another ball.
Of,
what more do you need to yeah, know?
Nothing.
Are you
really.
Saying there's more? Are you saying there's things that we can't see?
Wow.
Everything I can see, I can understand and predict.
Yeah.
And to me, that sounds like enough.
Well, apart from why the Australians voted in Tony Abbott as Prime Minister, I can't understand that and I can
You've
see
You've got
it.
To let this go.
I cannot.
That is not a matter for physics. It's barely a matter for the real world. This is nonsense. Look, plutonium, you know, it gets this rep from The Simpsons, gets rep from nuclear bombs. But hey, it's not that bad. Not that bad. It does so many useful things for us. Like, you know, keep Jim Lovell alive. So we're all glad that happened.
Yeah.
I think the point of this article is kind of saying that we kind of come up with these feelings about, you know, inanimate objects. And
chemicals.
And
yeah. But no, it's the same thing. It's the same with oxygen. We kind of think oxygen, really
hey,
nice.
That's right, the other
friendly,
end.
Friendly, but actually, no, it's really bad for you.
It is
a bit bad
How?
For you.
I love oxygen.
It creates reactive oxygen species, you know?
What do you mean, reactive
oxygen
species?
I'm not going to go into it, really. But no, it's actually quite poisonous in large quantities. That's why we need antioxidants. But yeah, we kind of think of oxygen as this massively nice, good thing. It keeps us alive, which it does.
It does. I want to stress that it does. Please do not stop breathing oxygen.
No.
Just because of this. Because you will die.
Yeah. Well, you will, yeah.
No, you will. Yeah. This is the one thing we won't argue about. But oxygen keeps you alive.
Yeah.
However,
it can be detrimental in large quantities, for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. What other ones are there which we like to think about that are nice? Hydrogen? Is that
chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah. Was element number 32, is it? No.
Possibly.
I don't think so.
If you try and only eat chocolate, you will die.
Yeah, I think that's,
do you think that's
now
true?
A fact, I think, actually. Okay, that was just, it. Was that in Nature, was it? Yeah, I think that was...
Nature Microbiology.
The Annals of Nutrition. Mm. Another one, though. No, well, the thing is, we think of chemicals as bad things in
that's
general.
That's true. E-numbers.
E-numbers, which are just...
They're not numbers from they're not numbers from Yorkshire.
No,
E-numbers.
E-number 4.
They are evil numbers.
Yeah.
That's why they're called E-numbers. And they're not just ways for calling different sugars. That's not how it is.
No.
Or colorants. Yeah. We. I think it's a kind of anti-chemical movement. It's definitely been around. I think it is dissipating. I think it's going away. I think we are becoming more educated, you know, about what's in our food, for example, what's in things around us. We're not so scared about, chemicals and everything. I think we realize that chemicals actually make our life a lot easier. And also, we are made of chemicals.
Well, you might be. we do know what's in our food now.
Organic.
It just changes the fact that we know that McDonald's has got loads of shit in it, but we still eat it.
Yeah,
that's it. No, but chemicals are everywhere. It's unescapable. I'm sorry to inform you. But yeah, we do have the bad vision that chemical means bleach, effectively. Oh, it's got chemicals in it. That shampoo's got chemicals in it. Yes, it is in the universe. It is matter. It is made of chemicals. Okay.
Well, maybe the name needs changing. Maybe that's the real issue.
What, like nice chemicals or friendly nicicles. Chemicals? Nicicles and badicles.
Badicles. Oh, they're the bad chemicals.
That's a badicle, that is.
Plutonium, you know, if you eat it, it's a badicle. But no, that was if you need it to stay alive in a spaceship, it's a nicicle.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are nice. Pretty much every chemical is a badicle and a nicicle, I think. It depends how you implement it. You can make a battery to keep the Apollo 13 guys alive for a certain amount of time. Or you could use it to kill people or kill your schedule by, well, kill you ever being late by making an awesome watch.
Leave my watch out of this. Are you saying, look, my hand's falling off, but have I ever missed Great British Bake Off? No.
No.
I watch it every week. What's your favourite element?
My favourite element, I'm tempted to not say gold, because it's a bit cliche, isn't it, really? But I really do want a golden ring, because all gold, this is great.
You mean a ring made of gold?
Yeah, a golden ring.
Golden ring sounds like a horrible sexual act.
A golden ring. Don't Google golden ring.
Ooh, I would kill for a golden ring. Well, just once a month.
But no, golden ring, because it was forged in the heart of a star. How great is that? And then it was blasted across the universe in a supernova.
Well, according to Brian Cox, we were all forged in the heart of a star.
We don't speak of Brian Cox here. His physicist career, his career as a physicist or as a musician, as they like to call it, no.
I like Brian Cox.
No, you don't.
I think this is another topic for another time.
I don't. No.
A fight.
It's never a topic.
Do you like gold? Gold.
Gold. Gold. But no. Well, what's your favourite element?
My favourite element, and I've thought about this long and hard, is probably selenium.
Why? Because it sounds like Selena Gomez.
Yes. That's
full stop. And that's the end of the podcast.
It sounds sexy.
Yeah, selenium.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's your name? Selenium? That's a gorgeous, that's such a nice name. That's beautiful. Can we get a table?
We've got the periodic table. It's just a bit small.
Oh, you pulled it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you got on there?
We'll pick out a random one.
Like oop.
Oop. Oop's a good one. Oot.
No, what's that stand for?
What, oot or yeah. Oop?
Oop. Either one. Is, pick one.
Oh, is a pixelated name.
Unipentium.
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 We've got iodine. I mean, the noble gases.
Oh.
The noble gas. Everyone sees them as just kind of the guy who'd never start a fight. But really,
They're so regal, aren't they, the noble
they
gases?
They are, but they're coming up with some good uses for the noble gases now. They used to think they just weren't reactive to anything. But people are actually using them to cheat in sports now. I can't remember which one it is. I think it was argon. You can, if you inhale argon quite a lot, it increases your red blood cell count. So people are having this argon treatment, which is now becoming illegal. So the noble gases, they might seem like they'd never harm a fly, but they're fucking cheats, all right? They're cheats. It's the drug of choice, and there's people who exercise a lot and like to take drugs. Argon addiction, it's coming to a rowing team near you. Seriously.
Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm trying to improve my athletic performance.
Who would do that? Who would do that? It's like the blood dopers. You're going to live up a mountain for half the year and then have not all of your blood, but a lot of your blood taken out so you can have it put back in a while.
Oh, God, so noble.
Some people, yeah. Sorry, the ignoble gases.
Wow, I feel like I could run a marathon right now.
It's horrible.
Said nobody ever taking drugs. Nobody ever said that. I don't care about sports cheating. Like, you know, put all this thing in. Shouldn't that just be part of it? You could say, hey, there's my equipment. It's a noble gas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for the really, really steroided up Olympics as well as the unsteroided Olympics. So if people want to do all this shit and put all of these ergogenic aids in their body, you can snort your argon, you can have some anabolics, have some other drugs that people use to get an unfair advantage, and just have the Mega Olympics.
That would be so much better. Call it the Drug Olympics,
and you have these behemoths of men running down the track. Just no rules. Just whoever survives wins the Olympics, and that's it. Like, they're gonna have incredible psychological issues. They're gonna have bloody quadricep muscles on the back of their neck. Who cares? Like, throw some genetic engineering in there. Let's just have the Mega Olympics.
You're right. It'll be like Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we've all wanted. All sport has been going towards Space Jam.
I think so, yeah.
For a long time now.
I mean, and then we're going to have the Robot Olympics along the side of it, and then we'll have the crazy Human 2.0, we'll call them, against the robots. And yeah, this is where sports is going. The sports is quite frankly boring. We're throwing discuses.
Oh, I cannot wait. Maybe. I cannot wait until the Mega Olympics. Oh,
God, can you imagine?
Where will it be held?
Probably on a different planet. Yeah, yeah. Well, on the moon probably, because there's not enough space here. We'll be doing laps of the Earth. Can you imagine it?
Okay. Drug-enhanced humans, genetically enhanced humans, competing in low gravity.
Against robots.
Against robots. That's the future of the Olympics. I mean, why is the IOC not pushing this forward?
I mean, why are we still watching people running 100 meters? It's like, well done. You can do what your body was designed to. Well done, but you can do it. Actually, the fastest person in the world can probably run 100 meters about, 5 seconds quicker than me? I'm going to claim that
now. I would say 10.
10, maybe. 10 seconds.
You are not fast.
Who cares? What? 10 seconds. Who cares? Give them drugs. Give them argon. Give them anabolic steroids, and let's really kick off the Olympics. That's my idea, anyway.
I want to see... not only do I want to see the Mega Olympics, I want to see the Mega Olympics commentated on by Mega Claire Balding.
Yeah.
Claire Balding. Also, the commentators must take drugs.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
And...
it'd be rude not to, really.
They must... But the kind of drugs they take to get better at commentating are, like, recreational drugs.
Yeah.
No. So I want Claire Balding tripping balls on acid.
Yeah.
While commentating on the Mega High Jump. Which, being held on the moon...
It's going to be pretty high.
You never land.
No, that's it. Well, you might.
It just goes up.
That's it. Who can reach the next planet quickest? Oh, my trajectory's off. That's right. You're on the way to Uranus now. Yeah.
I want Colin Jackson just token on a reefer. commentating on the Mega Hurdles.
No, you want Steve Redgrave on cocaine.
The hurdles are the Himalayas.
No, you want Redgrave on cocaine. That's what you want. Really angry Redgrave. I've done it all. I've fucked everyone. I've beaten every single Olympic champion. Now see me for who I really am.
He just disses everybody else. He's just like, mate, no, you just see me that year in 98. I really hit him really hard. I rode so fast. I nearly went out of the water. Oh, God, you know, these guys are rubbish. Oh, this is now inappropriate for broadcast.
Breaking into freestyle rap.
Starts freestyling.
I'm here with my paddle. I'm going down the waddle. I'm on the lake.
To the Azerbaijan national anthem.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You can freestyle to that. I've heard it.
I imagine you can. Especially on cocaine.
Oh. Well, when is this happening? Is this in time for the next Olympics?
I hope so. I think, actually... I'm not sure. Well, we've got to pose it to Sebastian Coe first. We'll try and get a comment from him. See what he thinks.
Sebastian Coke, more like.
Yeah, I mean, he knows how to do
it. Okay, that's slander.
Yeah.
We've gone too far.
We take that back.
We take that back, Coe.
That was a fictional character.
You're a hero, Coe.
Yeah.
You're better than us. You're a better person than most people.
What is interesting, though, is chemicals which society has decided are okay. Everybody is addicted to caffeine and nobody talks about it. We've got little houses and little buildings which we go to as a collective society to go have hits of caffeine. Starbucks. And other outlets. I'm sorry, I know they've got good lawyers.
I would never go to Starbucks. We're in Bristol.
Yeah, so we're too Wilmsville.
If you don't buy coffee in independent coffee shop in Bristol, you're the worst person in the world. Because it's easy. It's easy here.
And I am one of those.
Do you go to Starbucks?
Sometimes. It depends. I've got a loyalty card.
That's like spitting in Bristol's face.
Hey, capitalism... It's there. You may as well embrace it.
Okay, we've digressed. Caffeine is...
It's strange that we've got this collective addiction and nobody
I
really...
I love caffeine.
Yeah, it's awesome. It is awesome.
I'm thinking about it. And I'm just thinking about how much I want caffeine.
I think it's because people don't see it as detrimental. And for a large part, it's not.
It's not. It's not. So it's just not detrimental. Who said that? I did. It's not detrimental.
It's just a drug that we've accepted as, it's okay. We're going to all have it now. I need to get up in the middle of the night and have a cup of coffee to sleep. That's fine. It's coffee. It doesn't hurt me. But actually, it's a weird addiction, and we've all got it. It's weird. And you could go on to sugar. Sugar's probably one of the biggest chemical addictions everyone's got. That almost the whole fast food industry is based around it. Sugar in terms of starch. But sugar is terrible. It's horrible. It's harmful. We've got all these new regulations to say sugar's bad. And everyone's still shoving it down their face.
What is bad about sugar?
It makes you fat.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I agree. Boo sugar.
Boo sugar. And it's boo addictive. Boo sugar.
Only one in my coffee from now on.
Yeah.
I'm halving my sugar.
Yeah.
Decision made. No, do not try and stop me.
No, I won't. Don't
do
worry.
Not. My mind is made up.
And try a bit of argon in there, actually. Real kid.
From now on, just one sugar and 5 milligrams of argon.
Sorry about a room full.
Is that too much?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've never done it.
Okay, 2 milligrams of argon.
Be careful.
And that is it.
With the noble gases, just be careful when you in your cups of tea. But other ones, alcohol. I mean, they tried banning that, didn't they? Jesus, that didn't go well.
It's been famously said that people think that alcohol is a drug. But it's not a drug, it's a drink. It's a brass eye joke.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah, no, but it's true, you can drink it.
You can drink it.
Look, from now on, only one cup of sugar in my mojito with stir some argon in just on the top.
Bit of whiskey.
And you know what? Add a bit of whiskey, but not 2 shots like I used to have in my mojito. Just one.
No.
I'm cutting down. Are you happy now?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, good.
You'll never make the Mega Olympics with that attitude, though.
No, but I'm just there to commentate, you know.
Well, you and Claire in the back
room. Claire, just...
Lines and lines of helium and all different sorts of chemicals going down. Hello, Claire.
Claire.
I like horses. I really like horses.
Claire loves horses too much. And you know what I'm talking about. Tranquilizer. I feel like we will definitely get sued.
Claire,
for this
Claire
one.
With a K.
I don't think we can. Oh God, it's too much.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, God. Balding. We love you.
You know what? That we gotta end it.
I think we go to the same hairdresser.
Do you actually?
No, it's just similar haircut.
Look, the important thing is that all the best chemical names are gone.
Argon! Oh! That wasn't even planned, was it?
It's taken all show to get that out. Let us know your best chemical
If you
names.
Could name a chemical, what would it be?
What would you name it?
Not after yourself. Not after where you live.
That's my only idea.
After a concept or maybe an author.
Yeah.
Twitter
at us.
Yeah,
and,
Twitter,
you know,
Twitter
let
at
us know what's going on. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Mega Olympics.
The Mega Olympics.
Moon 2020.
Yeah, the Moolympics.
Oh God, it's going to be good. I cannot wait for the hyper steeplechase.
The hyper steeplechase.
Where you actually just chase, you throw churches at each other and you have to chase them.
Oh good.
What an event.
Great discussion. Discussion.
Indeed.
Yeah, you got it.
See you next time.
See ya. Anyway, we
it's
love
uncanny.
You,
I've never noticed that. Claire Balding, national treasure. Next time you see James at hairdressers, just say hi.
Yeah, lay off the K.